Got your seatbelt on?
Yep.
3 years ago, I got to try an electric car made by Nissan during a trip to Estonia. That country wanted to show off an extensive network of charging stations, and I was happy to help. On a recent test drive here in Charlottesville, however, I confessed to having some trouble.
Yeah, I had quite an adventure because I picked the car up at 5 in the morning and there was no one there to explain to me how it worked. And the instructions were in Estonian.
A guy passing by helped me figure out how to start the car, and all went well until a few hours into the trip, the car informed me it was running low on juice. I called my host, and she helped me find a charging station, but again, I was baffled by instructions for plugging in. Those issues aside, the car was fine, and once I understood the need to plan longer trips, I could see the appeal. Now the car is even better, according to Susan Cruz with the Charlottesville Climate Collaborative.
This particular car will take you up to 235 miles on a charge, and there are all sorts of great solutions out there, apps you can get for your phone, websites you can visit that'll show you where all the charging stations are.
The basic Nissan Leaf can be charged overnight, an option Cruz likes.
You can actually set this car to charge at midnight when the cleanest forms of energy are online. This car has the equivalent emissions of a car that gets over 100 miles per gallon.
If you shell out for a fancier model, one that retails for about $40,000, you can charge the battery in less than an hour. And you won't spend much of anything on maintenance, according to Pete Borches, co-owner of Colonial Nissan.
There is no transmission. There is no engine. There's no oil in this vehicle. There's just a lot fewer moving parts. I think the number is somewhere north of 400 parts that don't exist in this vehicle that exist in a combustion engine vehicle.
Borches sat beside me during the test drive, extolling the virtues of this car from the start.
So as I turn the vehicle on, wait for the engine roar. Okay, it's on.
In addition to being quiet, the car is helpful. It's screen briefing me before the trip begins.
We've got 73% of the battery left, and we've got 178 miles left.
Cool.
It comes with all the features you'd expect in a high-end sedan, heated seats and steering wheel, satellite radio and climate control. The ride is comfortable, and Borches tells me the car is potentially fast.
Since we're sitting by the courthouse, I wouldn't recommend flooring it. But if you do pop the gas down, it'll put your head back in the headrest.
And in case I'm not yet sold, Borches says the car qualifies for a federal tax credit of up to $7,500. He and other electric vehicle proponents will be showing their cars and offering test drives in Richmond, Charlottesville, Roanoke, and Fairfax this month. Nate McFarland with the sponsoring group Generation 180 thinks the country could be approaching a tipping point for electric vehicles.
EVs actually do save time and money now. The second is that I think people are realizing that they are better for your air quality. And maybe most importantly, people are realizing that this is one of the most impactful ways that they can be part of the transition to clean energy.
And of course, many car makers do now offer an electric option. Last year's top seller was Tesla, with more than half of the plug-in market. The Toyota Prius Prime was next, followed by GM's Model 3 and the Chevy Bolt. This year, Hyundai, Mitsubishi, Ford, Mercedes, BMW, and Jaguar are also selling EVs. But UVA professor Mike Lennox warns that even if all vehicles sold today were electric, it would take at least 20 years to completely decarbonize the auto industry as the nation gets rid of more than a billion gasoline and diesel-burning cars. In Charlottesville, I'm Sandy Houseman.